Dr. Summer, right to clinic number for Mr. Willie Tannerhill, TannerHill, first one's all WILLIE. Today's date is 1/11/2013. Patient is a 68-year-old Caucasian male, comes to the clinic with the number 1 plaque, carotid disease, number 2, 4 vessel cabbage, number 3, LVH, left atrial enlargement, abnormal motion of the interventricular septum, mitral regurgitation, pulmonary insufficiency, diastolic dysfunction, tricuspid regurgitation. Number 4, mild carotid disease, echogenic plaque formation of both carotid bifurcations. Number 5, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 6, hypertension with hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Number 8, angina. Number 9, coronary disease seen by Dr. Greg Sampanero, Sampaganaro. Number 10, congestive heart failure. Number 11, history of myocardial infarction. Number 12, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number 13, post-traumatic stress disorder. Number 14, depression / anxiety disorder. Number 15, migraine headaches. Number 16, osteoarthritis. Number 17, hyperlipidemia. Number 18, chronic low back pain. See Dr. Fort. Number 19, former smoker. Patient comes to the clinic with the aforementioned problems. Patient's echo revealed left ventricular hypertrophy, left atrial enlargement, abnormal motion of the IV septum, mitral regurgitation, pulmonary insufficiency, diastolic dysfunction, tricuspid regurgitation. Carotid Doppler studies showed mild echogenic plaque formation in both carotid bifurcations. Patient has not gotten his lab drawn. We'll order them today. He's to continue with his metoprolol, denies any indigestion, sour stomach, belching, burping gas. To continue with Crestor, denies any muscle aches or pains or arthralgias. To continue his Lexapro for depression. Continue his Seroquel for insomnia. Continue his Neurontin for neuropathic pain. Patient eyes with nausea, vomiting, fever, chills, headaches, dizziness, blurred vision, chest pain, short breath, frequency of dysuria. Melanomatochezia, diet constipation, no sore throat, ear, external nose, no focal motor sensory deficits, no skin rashes, skin lesions, no abdominal pain. Patients return to clinic in 1 to 2 weeks. This is Dr. Simon Roy, Addicted and Complicated. Clinic note from Mr. Willie Tannerhill. End of dictation.